Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, Honourable Ministers, distinguished delegates. At the outset, I would like to congratulate the chairperson of the 66th session of the HCR Executive Committee and assure him of the support of my country's delegation in his conduct of his lofty mandate. On behalf of my government and myself, I would like to thank the High Commissioner and his team for the support provided to my country during this difficult period. If I may, I would like to say that our government fully supports the statement of the African group presented by Seraphine Wakantabana. Ladies and gentlemen, since January 2012, my country has been undergoing mass population displacements, both within our country and towards neighboring countries, including Algeria, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania. These mass displacements are the largest that we have seen since independence. I would like to pay tribute to these friendly countries that have shown hospitality to our compatriots. We are most grateful to them. Ladies and gentlemen, our government has just signed peace agreements which bring to an end the conflict among the various warring factions in our country. We, through participation in the 66th session of the Executive Committee, are reiterating our commitment to cooperating with HCR for return and socio-economic rehabilitation of all Malians. We welcome all efforts that have been made. 25% of our compatriots outside the country have now come home. But we need to facilitate the return of the other 75%. As our president says, it is when refugees come home that we see a new lease of life. We are coming back to normality in our country when that happens. Ladies and gentlemen, despite the situation that we have seen, Mali is greatly committed to human rights and humanitarian ideals, including the right of asylum. Thus, my country, for over 25 years, has been helping 12,858 refugees, mainly in the Kai region, at 71 locations. These are Mauritanian refugees who continue to benefit from the hospitality and generosity of our people and the protection of our government. Mali, at the Regional Ministerial Conference on Statelessness in Abidjan in February this year, committed to joining two international conventions on statelessness and naturalizing those refugees who wish it and who fulfill the conditions. Thus, we have begun naturalization of Mauritanians. And the 7,000 Mauritanian refugee children have obtained the documents that make it possible for them to be duly documented. 6,530 refugees from Mauritania have been naturalized. Likewise, now that the peace agreements are signed in our country, we are committed to helping swift return of our compatriots outside the country. Thus, we have tripartite agreements with most involved countries and are preparing to do it with the other countries. We are going to need support from the international community to do this, and also from HCR to facilitate the dignified return of our compatriots. As I was saying, this will show that the conflict has really ended. This will show our population that we are returning to normality. In conclusion, once more I would like to reiterate to UNHCR congratulations on the support that has been shown to our country during these testing times. We thank the High Commissioner and we wish to express the gratitude of our country's highest authorities and the people of Mali for all of the activities undertaken to support our country during these difficult months. I would like to thank the international community as a whole and the regional community for the support and solidarity they have shown us, which have been of great importance to our country. And once more, we would like to reiterate our country's commitment to solidarity and to support to the institution of asylum and all actions that may be undertaken to ensure that asylum is provided in the best possible conditions and that return may be duly facilitated. Thank you very much.